540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Faith leaders held a vigil yesterday at Milwaukee City Hall mourning two people recently killed during immigration enforcement actions in Minnesota. Renee Good and Alex Preddy were remembered, and speakers were also talking about the plight of immigrant families. A protest is planned for downtown tomorrow. Activists say they plan on gathering at 4:30 outside the downtown Milwaukee field office on Knapp. They're demanding that the agency stay out of the city while showing solidarity with the immigrant community. A group called the Milwaukee Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression is targeting 310 East Knapp Street, where ICE handles check-ins and immigration case processing. On Saturday, bike riders will gather at 1 p.m. by the Milwaukee Art Museum for a memorial bike ride. It's to honor Alex Preddy, the Green Bay native, and River West 24 bike event regular. He was killed by federal agents in Minnesota. Rumors about ICE agents at Milwaukee hotels are false. That's according to Voces de la Frontera. They say there is no ICE presence in local Hilton hotels or anywhere downtown. The group is telling people to not spread unconfirmed information. A statement says anyone who sees immigration activity can report it using the group's hotline. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee's top cop is defending a trip to Israel that's drawing criticism. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman attended a Homeland Security training program in December. During public comment at a recent Fire and Police Commission meeting, some people said they felt it was the wrong time given the war in Gaza. Norman said he went to build skills for preventing and responding to terrorist attacks. Microsoft can press the start button on their new Mount Pleasant plans. The village board there last night gave the initial okay for 15 more data centers. It's partly on land originally set aside for Foxconn, partly on land recently purchased by the tech giant. Most people at the meeting supported the project, but some questioned how long the jobs would last. Village President David DeGroot pushed back, saying crews could be working building that operation for a decade. Once up and running, the development will be valued at over $13 billion. And Milwaukee drivers face another long-term closure. On Monday, the 27th Street Bridge over the Menominee Valley will close as part of the massive I-94 reconstruction. The work, set to be done later in the year, will add sidewalks and bike lanes. Detours will push traffic to 35th Street between Wisconsin and Greenfield. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought. You know, calf strain and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops, Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Burphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high right around 10 this afternoon, but that wind northwest at 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor below zero through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, one below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.